everything started going haywire, and I started going haywire with them. At this point, I believe I had only been intoxicated on maybe 3 or 4 occasions, and certainly whiskey was no problem to me. My father had purchased a restaurant which he felt would take up some of my spare time, and that's how I met Vi. She came in for her dinner. I had known her 5 or 6 months. To get rid of me one evening, she decided to go to the movies, she and another friend. A very good friend of mine, who owned a drugstore across the street from us, came by only about 2 hours later and said that he had seen Vi downtown. I said that she told me she was going to the movies, and I became foolishly disturbed about it. And as things snowballed, I decided to go out and get drunk. That's the first time I was ever really drunk in my life. The fear of the loss of Vi and the feeling that, though she had the right to do as she pleased, she should have told me the truth about it upset me. That was my trouble. I thought that all women should be perfect. I don't think I actually started to drink pathologically until approximately 1935. About that time, I had lost practically all my property except the place we were living in. Things had just gone from bad to worse. It meant that I had to give up a lot of the things that I had been accustomed to, and that wasn't the easiest thing in the world for me. I think that was basically the thing that started me drinking in 1935. I started drinking alone then. I'd go into my home with a bottle, and I remember clearly how I would look around to see if Vi was watching. Something should have told me then that things were haywire. I can remember her watching. There came a time when